My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kevin Stefanski talking about Mike Hall yesterday and him not, or him practicing, but him not having any comment on the legal matters, which he's the head coach of the football team. He's not the lawyer on any one side, so he probably wouldn't have comment on any of that. Do you feel that Andrew Berry should have spoke yesterday?
Oh, boy. I think he would have gotten a lot of the same.
He would have gotten a lot of the same, but it's...
Yeah. And normally, Andrew Berry has been somebody who has been... He has never feared like being all that visible. Like, he's had no problem talking, and when he talks, he's had huge, lengthy press conferences. You know, you see around the league, there are guys that they are in or out or don't even say anything. So I'm not a little surprised. I am shocked that he was out there for practice yesterday. I wonder if Stefanski could have made that call, or if that was completely the organization's call, or if they even battled about it. I mean, we have no idea. They might have had a disagreement behind the scenes. But eventually, they let him out there. I couldn't believe it when it was Mary Kay, I think, that first spotted him out there. And we thought, all right, maybe he's just going to be in the building to talk to the organization, give his side of the story. Maybe it's probably been a whirlwind over the last few days.
Yeah.
You know, we probably take it for granted. I'm sure there are people that thought, oh, he's definitely talked to the Browns. Like, it's pretty serious accusations. And if those accusations are true, we are very fortunate that nobody was harmed, you know, in the process. And that didn't get a lot worse, and that there wasn't a tragic ending to all of that. So football, you would think, would come a distant second on any of this. But when he was out there yesterday, I mean, I saw it yesterday. There plenty of women were wondering what does this look like to those that have unfortunately been victims of domestic violence. Like, I totally understand that. It looks like the Browns don't really care. But that's optics. You know, how much do optics really matter to any of these teams at times? They pay lip service to it, but does it really matter?
In the grand scheme of things, I hate to say no, but we know the answer there to professional football teams. I think that their PR cares. I think the community outreach cares. But I think in the terms of winning football games, they feel a different way, obviously. I wouldn't have put him out there. It's the day after this story breaks. I don't know how long I wouldn't put him out there for. That I don't have the answer to, because if you don't have him practice that day, well, how long do you go without him practicing? Do you not practice him until this is legally taken care of? Because his next court hearing is a month.
Well, you have...
So I say, I'm sitting there going, man, I don't think I'd practice him. But then I had to ask myself, and I did not even ask... I didn't ask anybody else until this moment here. When do you put him out then, Ken?
Yeah,
when does he practice?
They'll think about it this way. You have the Avon PD investigation. You have the Browns investigating, and you have the NFL. It was confirmed yesterday because I had a source that told me they had already attempted to contact Avon to obtain anything, whether it was the any cameras that might have been available, the body cam stuff from the police. Even if he wasn't there at the time when they got there, there's still going to be, you know, video evidence to recover, whether it was talking to the alleged victim, her mom, anybody involved. So you have these concurrent investigations all going on at the same time. But we have seen, you know, a commissioner's exempt list where their money's not even touched or anything like that. But it's like, hey, until we get this taken care of, we are going to set you aside to make sure that we are, you know, just doing right by everybody involved.
Because if you put them on the field and then like a body cam comes out or something and it looks bad, you could, well, we didn't, now we have to take them off the field. If you keep them off the field, then you put them on, like, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe it's after the preseason game. We just not start fresh on Monday, but we'll practice on Monday. Spend the rest of the week. We'll talk to you. Come in, do your meetings. We discuss, and then you can get out there in the practice field. Okay, but if I put them out on Monday and something comes out on Tuesday, did I know something? Did I know something here? And then, well, you put him back out on the practice field after a couple of days off. So you felt that that was worthy of the punishment of keeping him off the practice field. Because to us, lack of practice or keeping him off the practice field is a punishment. I don't know if that's a punishment in professional sports. It's, we have to let this legal system go through. Once the legal system goes through, then we can go ahead and go with something. Because how can I punish something where a legal system hasn't gone through? You know what I mean? I could say you've put yourself in a bad situation and you've made us look bad, and part of that is public perception, so you can make that argument, but that's a very gray area, obviously, here. Yeah. We've been through this a time or two here with the Browns over the last umpteen years. So it's not our first rodeo, but still every time...
We've done a lot of shows like that, yeah.
But we don't dwell over this all the time, so we tend to try to forget this over time, and so then when it happens again, unfortunately... Okay, do you practice them? Do you not practice them? Do you let them in the building? Well, you got to let them in the building. But do you let them go out there in front of the media? No, you wouldn't let them go out there in front of the media. Not yet. There's not much you can say. It's a legal matter. All right. Well, this is a workplace. It's not a high school football. Like, all these things go through your head.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because when he was in the building, I was like, yeah, he's in the building. I expected him to be in the building. I have to admit, when I walked out there yesterday and I saw 51, I was a little bit surprised. I was a little bit surprised.
Stefanski spoke for 7 minutes yesterday. Two of those minutes were on Mike Hall Jr.
They grilled him.
And it was the same answer every time, and it should have been, but that was going to happen whether that was yesterday or next Monday or 3 weeks from now about him being back on the field, right? So why not rip the Band-Aid off on that?
Well, this is the
and get it done with the initial. It's probably going to happen every day, though.
This is the part that stinks about this story. I mean, yesterday was supposed to be a celebratory day for JOK, and yet he's answering questions about this. And they would, by the way, had Mike Hall not have been there, they would have been asked questions about this too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that he was just out there, but it does add fuel to this. And you know, we always talk about what's really a distraction. All right, that was a distraction yesterday. It just was. I mean, you had national media that was in on this story, wondering why the Browns had him out there. You had local fans. I mean, to the point where, Kenny, they were cheering. Mike Hall limped off the field. They were cheering his injury, calling it karma.
Sorry, bud. I mean, that's what your life is now.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I mean, that's the really, really unfortunate thing about this.
That if we've learned anything.
These were Browns fans.
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony. And to them, they're really angry because they believe that in their eyes, the legal system hasn't played through. He put his hands on a woman. And they don't have to answer to any of that stuff. You and I would have to if we were sitting there yelling this.
Well, it's,
but they don't have to answer to it. So,
and it's potentially worse than hands on a woman.
So
I mean, it's a potential gun to her head.
Obviously. But so for those folks, like, sorry, this is what your life is now. So there's going to be court, and you'll have your day, and there's going to be the other things that go on with the league and with the team. But the atonement after that, like, there's going to be people who just simply do not accept you. And they never have, or they never will. They might have a one will again, and that's just something he's going to have to accept.
Do you think there's a chance that this
or
builds,
make peace with?
Do you think there's a chance this builds to the point where they go back on it later today and say, "Oh, we probably shouldn't have had him out there"? Because I think there is the opportunity for that to happen.
Well, he might not be out there because of the injury. Now you can say that he got banged up in practice. We don't have him out there. Of course, this is how ticky-tack this is getting. All right, I'm walking by, and I see guys working out. So technically, they're not out there, but they're working out, rehabbing in the new facility that's right at the end of the one football field there with the great big three-plex and things like that. Like, you could say that because he's not out there. But if he were rehabbing and he's standing there, well, you could put him there in a bucket hat and sweatpants and have him stand there with his jersey with his teammates. You could do that. I mean, this is how ticky-tack this is getting, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he can't come out of the building.
It's a tough.
He's rehabbing.
It's
now.
A really tough spot. And again, I wonder if Stefanski could have made the call and if that could have overruled an organizational decision. You know, that's where people don't understand. Like, they always just assume everybody's on the same page. That's never the case. Organizations and coaches feud about decisions all the time. I think Stefanski has even said that. Yeah, we don't just agree on everything.
You can't.
I wonder where they're at on this one.
They didn't wake up Wednesday morning and go, okay, let's put him out there. That had been discussed.
So would you not practiced him?
I wouldn't have had him in the building outside of...
See, I would have had him in the building. I would have had him come into the building.
I would think there would have been a... No problem having a cooling off period here. Like, football's the last thing you need to be thinking about.
Yeah, but I can't just...
And instead, it's the first thing he was thinking about.
Anthony, I mean, listen, you took him in the second round. He is your responsibility. Allegedly, you should have known some of these things that were going on in the past. Allegedly holding guns to people's heads for crying out loud here. But you should have known that there was some volatility there. He is, whether you like it or not, and I know it's a professional game, he is your responsibility in a lot of ways. I would say bring him into the building. We need to have very long discussions on this. But
not sniffing the field.
I wouldn't have put him out there in the football field, no. I wouldn't have done that. 216-474-0092. But then again, when do I put him on the field? It's easy for me to say. I'm not the general manager.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.